This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Massachusetts public health leaders are investigating 38 possible cases of lung disease linked to vaping. The cases include several young patients at Boston Children's Hospital. Nationally, there have been well over 300 cases reported. 7 people have died. WBUR's Carrie Goldberg is here to tell us more and first remind us of the basics of vaping. It's the use of e-cigarettes or devices that emit clouds of vapor, not smoke. How is vaping different from lighting up a cigarette?
Well, there's no tobacco involved, Lisa. You just heat a liquid to produce an aerosol that the users then inhale into their lungs.
And what substances, then, are people vaping?
All kinds of things. The devices can contain nicotine or cannabis mixed with water, oil, other additives. And these substances are just heated to the point of producing vapor. You know, it's important to note our lungs are meant to inhale air. Lung specialists say anything you inhale that's not air could have a risk to it. We're not built to inhale oil or water droplets or chemicals.
So we're seeing the rise of lung disease linked to this vaping. Who is sounding the alarm bells?
So the Centers for Disease Control yesterday launched a round-the-clock operation to deal with it. Here in Massachusetts, last week, the public health commissioner mandated that all possible cases of this illness should be reported. So now we're getting our first count. This is 38 possible cases. None of them are considered confirmed at this point, but Dr. Jonathan Winnicoff from Mass General Hospital says it's likely they will be.
Because there's no laboratory confirmation of the cases, they only have to meet the case definition in order to be counted as true cases. So these are likely to be confirmed.
Now, the definition is basically serious lung disease in patients with a recent history of vaping and no sign of infection causing it. Dr. Winnicoff says from his perspective as a pediatrician, the way it usually goes is an adolescent comes in with a cough and the usual attempts to treat them for an infection just don't work.
What we're hearing is that these kids are air hungry. They feel like they can't breathe. They can't get enough oxygen into their bodies. And in some cases, it's because there's so much swelling and fluid in the lung that the oxygen in the air doesn't get into the bloodstream, and it almost feels like they're drowning.
Now, the symptoms can start slowly, and he says it's important for parents and doctors to make sure they start asking kids if they use vaping products. And if they do, then the doctor can monitor their oxygen levels and can administer steroids before symptoms get too bad.
And what happens if the symptoms do get too bad?
Well, it can get really serious. Here's what Dr. Eleanor Muse, who is a lung specialist trainee at Boston Children's Hospital, told me.
We have seen a number of cases at Children's admitted to the ICU with respiratory failure. We also have less severe cases that are presenting to clinic where we are attempting to help them come off of these high-dose nicotine products.
And doctors say it can be hard to get patients who are addicted off vaping. Dr. Muse says in the severe cases of the lung illness, the patients look like they have what's called eosinophilic pneumonia.
Eosinophilic pneumonia is sort of a fancy way of saying that the lung is having a massive allergic reaction almost to an inhaled product.
Although it's not as simple as a reaction to one substance, because the CDC says there's no consistent link between this illness and a specific product or additive or device or substance for all patients.
So it sounds like there's a real medical mystery going on here.
Yes. Dr. Sucharita Kher, she's the medical director of the Tufts Medical Center Adult Pulmonary Clinic, says doctors still don't know a lot about this condition.
Every day we're learning more and more about it, you know. I think it's not a disease per se. It's more a syndrome.
So just a group of symptoms of issues that are caused by the vapor.
Right, in their lungs. Dr. Kher says, you know, the cause just isn't clear. Is it the act of inhaling the vapor? Is it chemicals in it? Is it chemical changes from the heating? Could it be how much the person vapes or some additive? So, Lisa, that's where we are, with a whole lot of investigation to come. Dr. Kher mentioned also one immediate change in medical practice. It's long been routine to ask patients if they smoke, but it's now going to become much more routine to ask patients if they vape as well.
Carrie Goldberg covers health and science and runs WBUR's Common Health Online. Thank you.
You're welcome.